and a wonderful Wednesday to you. And it's a beautiful day, a June day in Jesus, this June the 3rd, 2015. I want to talk to you very briefly before I get into my teaching about our coaching CD, Taking Back Your Health. Oh, my friend, our spirit, soul, and body are so closely connected. And I don't know about you, but if I feel bad physically, I'm not able to be my best spiritually or in any other way. And God wants us to walk in health. He wants us to prosper in our health. And this coaching CD with Jeff Leibengood, it will be a blessing to you. Taking Back Your Health, Jeff will share 5 things that we all, no matter our age, can do for our health. He says that you do not have to join a gym or invest money. These are simple practices that can improve the quality of your life very quickly as well. It's yours, your best loved gift of $15 or more. And I pray that you will stand with us here at He's Alive Radio. Help us to get the message of the gospel out. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or hesalive.net. And I pray in Jesus' name that as you receive the CD, you will listen to it and begin to do the things that he shares. It's important. I've been talking about the subject of hell, and yesterday I was reading out of Luke chapter 16, where Jesus was talking about hell. He preached about hell often in the scriptures. And he says it is a place of torment. And I want to tell you why, according to this passage in Luke 16, why hell is a place of torment. The first reason it is a place of torment is the fact that we will have a memory. We will remember throughout eternity. And those who spend their eternity in hell will have a memory. In fact, there are people in hell right now fearing that their children are going to hell, fearing that their grandchildren will end up in hell where they are. They are praying that someone will reach them. You know, my friend, this rich man was in hell, and when he found out that he was doomed there eternally, that there was no comfort, he began to pray that someone from the dead would go back into the earth and preach to his family. Can you imagine if you have a loved one in hell that they are praying for you, that they're praying for others that don't know Jesus to make it? In fact, there are people in hell right now that are praying for you, dear Christian, to go to their loved ones and to warn them about that awful place. Hell will be a place of memory. That's why it will be so tormenting. There's so many other reasons. But also, the memory of the times that they had opportunity to get right with God. The memory of hearing a preacher by the name of Sharon over He's Alive Radio warning them not to go there. The time they sat in a revival service and the altar call was given and they said, I'm okay. I'm a member of the church. I'm a good person. I treat my neighbors well. I'm definitely going to heaven. And they regret not seeking the truth. I believe there are preachers in hell right now that refuse to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ or exploited other people for their gain. My friend, hell is a real place. You don't have to go there. Receive Jesus into your life today. Ask him to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins, and he will come in. He loves you. He's not willing that you should perish, but have everlasting life. I'll be back tomorrow.